Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is the very best insult you know? These are some of Reddit's top answers.
You're hard to ignore, but well worth the effort. Everybody was right about you. Oh my god, that would just get me thinking some terrible thoughts. That's horrible. You are not the dumbest person on the planet, but you better hope that he doesn't die. Wow. Nothing brightens my day more than your absence. I envy people who don't know you. I feel like I've heard that one before, but yeah, still brilliant. You sure talk a lot for someone that doesn't say much. I kept having to go back to a hardware store because I kept buying the wrong part for my project. The old man at the register, who'd previously checked me out, said, "Your twin brother was in here earlier, and he didn't know what he was doing either." Amazing. I would agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong. Now this one is situational, but I can only explain it to you, I can't understand it for you. Wow, slightly patronizing, love it. You have delusions of adequacy. That sounds like something that Shakespeare would say. Do you have to whistle while you take a poop so you know which end to wipe? That sounds like something that I would say. I saw this on a Reddit thread years ago. Some story about how a lady purchasing makeup was being a complete butthole to the person at the checkout counter, and the person behind her in line said, "If you ate your makeup, maybe you'd be beautiful on the inside." Wow. My mother once described my brother's ex-girlfriend's appearances as a beauty pageant in the burns unit. He didn't know how to respond. What a burn? You should carry around a potted plant to make up for the air you waste. Hey man, if you're gonna be annoying, at least take care of the environment. You couldn't pour water from a boot if the instructions were on the heel. Oh, do you get it? Because, you know, turning the boot upside down. Great. Really good. You are the human equivalent of a pop-up ad. Wow. I have never heard that before. That is class on grass. Well, hey, God sure ruined a perfectly good butthole when he put teeth in your mouth. Good. The favourite I've ever said is, "I've been called worse by better." And my favourite that's been said to me, "You're not even the smartest person sitting in that chair." I saw this on Reddit, but I love it so much. "You're twice as dense as a black hole, but just as bright." Not an everyday insult, but on rare occasions it's great. I feel like you've got to be a clever guy to use this one. Very good stuff though. Yeah, I'm sorry, I completely agree with this. I feel like the person on the receiving end of an insult like this might not even get it, says a comment. If they really are that dense, it's a good point. Really is. Confirms the point. This one my brother told me makes me chuckle. To an Italian, "Your mother's pasta sauce is store-bought and you know it." Wow, that is disrespecting the whole tradition. Oh, that's disgusting. Now, having matured over the years, I would now never condone appearance shaming. But with that caveat aside, in college, a friend once described a couple she didn't like by saying, "If those two ever have a kid, it's gonna be a mule because she looks like a horse and he's a jackass." If your brains were dynamite, there wouldn't be enough to blow your hat off. Oi, you're not even smart enough to realise how dumb you are. That is so true that it hurts. You're like the end pieces of a loaf of bread. Everyone touches you, but nobody wants you. Hey, I actually quite like end pieces, man. What does that say about me? Oh, and here we go. If you were any more in bread, you'd be a sandwich. God. Love it. You are the reason toothpaste needs instructions. It's so true. Why do they exist? If your IQ was any lower, you'd need watering. Tough on the plants, you know. Really is. I reckon some people are dumber than plants, genuinely. I bet you're the worst part of somebody's day. And you know what? I could say that to a lot of people. Your grades say marry rich, but your looks say keep studying. That is a tough one. Hey man, just don't drop out is all I say. If this was a game and you died, you would drop common loot. That's like Do you know what's so good about that one is that normally when you're playing a game online, right, people that you kill or you get killed by, you know, you just get this toxic gamer vibe. People just swearing, going crazy. You lot all know it. But saying something like this, which is really calm and non-explicit, actually works way better. How good? One time, I watched this girl flirting with this guy at a bar in New York. He'd been talking about his cool job and how great he was, and she just fawned over him. At one point, he took a break from talking, and she asked him for a cigarette. Without missing a beat, he said, "Ooh, how middle class." She was mortified, and he instantly stopped talking to her and moved on to her friend. Wow, I don't even know what to think about that one. You're about as welcome as a warm seat in a public toilet. Hey man, I quite like warm seats in public toilets. You know, the guy before me is just warming up for me. That is nice. My friend called me a petty dildo once. I mean, what does that even mean? Where to begin with that one? Love it. Simple. Effective. Now, just so you know, your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom company. Wow. That is tough. I'd call you a tool, but that would imply you have some use. Can't remember the source. Might have been Pink Guy or iDubbbz, but really not sure. A brilliant insult, in my opinion. Honestly, iDubbbz, I think, is the go of this sort of stuff. You just cannot beat him. My mother likes to say, it doesn't matter what you think, you'll be dead soon, to old people. She is in her 60s. I enjoy it. Well, hey man, maybe you can start saying that to her soon as well. I don't think about you at all. Oh, that might be the deepest one yet. So much truth. Just exceptional. Imagine actually saying that to somebody and imagine their reaction. Just the pain in their face. Oh, oof. This one is lovely. Sending shivers down my spine. During a shooter game, I would have called your aim cancer, but the thing is, cancer kills. Now you see what I'm saying? The one before, so much calmer than this. This is more what I'm used to. All right, use this as a retort if you're in an in-person argument. First of all, brush your teeth. Listen, if you know, you know, Harry Pinero. He is the best at this. Yeah, I agree with this comment here. This one actually is evil. If their breath actually smells bad, you're telling the truth. If it doesn't, you're probably creating a massive insecurity wound in their ego. Please use this only if you really hate the other person. But if you do hate them, go for it. It's perfect. Mwah. I mean, I disagree. Use it on anyone. It's funny. But just know, yeah, you're going to make them insecure. But hey, it's all fun and games. If you took an IQ test, it would come back negative. Now that is even worse than the plant one. Goodness. Hey, look, don't worry. It's not too late to be aborted. No one can tell that you matured past the age of 5 anyway. You probably dip your Oreos in water because your dad never came back with milk. Yo, drop a like on this video if you can relate. Sad face. I mean, this one is just harsh. You look like something you'd find on the floor of an abortion clinic. I feel like this episode's turning a little bit dark now. Wow. Everyone who ever loved you was wrong. Honestly, like, you can have these abortion ones, right? And they hurt, and they're harsh. But it's these ones, the ones that are so simple and so painful that really hit home. I never think about you, and everyone who ever loved you was wrong. Wow. So is your face. Yep, that always makes sense. I was playing video games, and I had a teammate who wasn't really playing together with me. So I had to try and get him to regroup. Admittedly, I didn't speak in the most polite way possible, but he stopped and said, "Your voice does not inspire leadership." And then he left the game. The one and only time I was actually offended by someone's words over a video game. This is what I'm saying. Forget the swearing, forget being toxic. If someone actually says something that means something like this, it hurts so much more. I'll call you a C-word. But you lack the warmth and depth. My fiance was adopted, so she was bullied about that a lot growing up because it was very apparent. She is half black, half Native American, while her parents and sister are super white. She told me what she used to say as a comeback to people making fun of her about being adopted, and it sounded so great. "Your parents got stuck with you. Mine chose me." You know what? That's very true. In the same way that you can't choose your parents, you can't choose your kids. Unless you're adopting, of course, and you can choose the very best, like your fiance. "Your mum should have swallowed you." Painful and funny. And look, this is what I mean, guys. For every well thought out and cultured insult, we must always resort back to something as stupid as this. Hey, but it works. "You make me want a lobotomy." I mean, where to even begin with that one? My teenage son was once telling me how unfunny I am. Without missing a beat, I said, "Well, that's because the last time I made a joke, 9 months later you were born." That's a dad telling his own son that. It really is brilliant. If I wanted to kill myself, I'd just jump from your ego to your IQ. That's a long way. And look, here we go again. I understand why everyone talks about you behind your back. Think about that one. Compare the one I just said with this one. Which one would you rather hear? This one is horrible, like truly horrible. It's terrible. Imagine the paranoia. Oh my gosh. I'm straighter than the pole your mum dances on. Now, I just don't even get this one. Please comment below. Oh, here we go. That's not saying much. Her fat butt bent that pole, so it looks like a C. What the? Okay, wow. The comment was actually better than the original post. Brilliant. I can tell by the way that you type that you're fat. Okay, fat people, comment below. Let's try and guess. That's horrible, but also quite funny. Wow, this was actually really good. You're the reason the Power Rangers have to yell their colours. I've never heard that one before. That has tickled me. It really has. And I must say I'm a massive fan of the Power Rangers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So there we go, guys. Those are some of the best insults that the internet has to offer. As I said pretty much throughout that whole episode, the ones that hit hardest are the ones that, you know, feel true. That you can be super toxic and abuse me and all that sort of stuff online, and that's all fine. But the ones that hit the hardest are the ones that really make you think. I mean, one that sticks out is everyone who's ever loved you was wrong. I mean, that is just tough, isn't it? Or like, now I know why everybody speaks about you behind your back. I mean, look, that hits me right in the anxiety, I've got to say. Unbelievable. Guys, please do comment below your best insults. I really want to hear some. And if you go down to the comments right now and upvote your favorite ones, we'll see the best that you lot have to offer. I reckon there are some very good ones. And also the pinned comment down below, that's my best insult right there. So go and check that out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.